And welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center, everybody. Ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. Pioneer boys defeat Eden Valley Watkins 74-62. And now it's Piers and Holdingford girls basketball ready to get underway. Neither team on the floor right now. They've gone to the locker room for their final pep talk from Coach Aaron Bring and Coach Matt Pepping. These two teams met in Holdingford early this season. And it was a January 3rd date, 67-31, all Huskers that night. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
All right, both teams are now back out on the floor. As Piers and Holdingford get set to match up here, the records for these two teams, you've got the Piers Pioneers under the direction of head coach Matt Pepping sitting at 9-8 overall. They've won their last two, defeating Osakis and Maple Lake, but they haven't played since January 25th. Long layoff for the girls. Right now, Piers is in fifth place, 4-4 in the CMC. Holdingford is in third, a 6-5 record in the conference. Coach Aaron Bring's squad is 9-10 overall. They're coming off a win at home against Howard Lake Waverly Winsted on the 31st. Prior to that, they'd lost a couple of games, including an overtime setback to a very good Swanville team and a home loss to BDE. So, again, it was a big win for the Huskers back on January the 3rd, 67-31. So we've got the lineups coming up here as Piers and Holdingford. Last ever meeting between these two schools. Can you believe that? Piers, Holdingford, no longer conference rivals after tonight as the Pioneers leave for the Granite Ridge Conference. Pioneers in the home blacks. Pioneers to my left, Huskers to my right. They're wearing the road whites this evening as the pep band fired up. They played the anthem prior to the boys' game, so we won't have an anthem here, only the lineups, and then we'll tip it off for Piers and Holdingford. Up next on You Are Their Sports.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
All right, we're ready for the opening tip-off tonight as the Pioneers and Huskers play in girls basketball. Huskers white jerseys and shorts with the forest green checkerboard pattern down the sides, holding forward across the shoulder blades. Numerals in green. Carolyn Becker against Emily Daler, and the tip is into the Pioneer bench. Who touched it? Rejump. Becker and Daler here. Pierce wrestlers have won the CMC title tonight, defeating Eden Valley Watkins 51-15. They're underway against Osakis. Now the Huskers have it. Marissa Garretts, guarded by Rebecca Langer. Man-to-man here to the wing for Paige Soltis. Stops, free throw line, to the corner to Jordan Patrick. Shot, no, rebound, loose, picked up by Garretts. Up and in, Grace Garretts for two. Huskers strike first. Pressure, Langer takes the inbounds. Ahead to Laura Skiba, middle of the floor for Sedlowski. Sedlowski across for Daler for two. 2-2. Nice pass, Emily Sedlowski to Emily Daler. Ball handling is Marissa Garretts. Garretts holding Ford's AAA nominee. Both teams with starters in the lineup tonight, their AAA representatives. Laura Skiba for Pierce, Marissa Garretts for holding Ford. Here's Carolyn Becker launching three. Got it, Becker. Makes it 5-2, Huskers. Just over a minute into the game. Strohmeyer back and forth with Langer. Now to Courtney, across the timeline. To the corner, Daler left side to Sedlowski. Back now, Rebecca Langer. She will drive and dish. Courtney's three to tie is good. 5-5, a minute and a half in. Here's Garretts. Front court, throws it behind her teammate. Grace Garretts throws it behind Jordan Patrick, and the Pioneers will get the ball back. Full court pressure by Holding Ford. Into Langer, back to Courtney Strohmeyer. One dribble, Skiba's got it. Slows tempo now in front of the Husker bench. Out to Langer, right side Sedlowski. Cross the way, Strohmeyer will get another three off, but missed that one. Becker collects the rebound and clears. Off to Paige Soltis. Back come the Huskers. Soltis lobs down low for Grace Garretts, who puts it up, missed it. Rebound, Skiba under the hoop. 2 minutes gone by. Game tied at five. Sedlowski ahead to Daler, left corner. Double down there. Pulled it away. We get a held ball. Pierce gets the alternating arrow here. 15-51 to play. Each team with a field goal and a three-pointer for a 5-5 game. Sedlowski will throw it in. Emily, pass into Garretts. Garrett's with a steal. Back the other way comes Grace. Top of the key, free throw line now. Back to Becker at the top. Inside for Soltis off her hands. Paige Soltis not able to hang on. And the ball back to Piers. Aaron Bring up, giving his team instructions on the defensive end to Langer. Here's Rebecca up the left sideline at a jogging pace. Now finds Strohmeyer down to the right baseline for Skiba. Skiba doubled, dribbled through that. Got Langer open. Free throw line for Rebecca is too long. And the rebound for holding forwards, Jordan Patrick. Here come the Huskers. Soltis for Becker, guarded by Skiba. Becker trying to spin. Goes up short. Skiba got the rebound. Off to Rebecca. Then a reach in and a held ball as Marissa Garretts creates a turnover. Garretts able to force a held ball, and the arrow switches to the Huskers. Soltis assigned the duties to throw it in. Racing inside is Becker. Went up, got it back, put it up, missed. Rebound underneath for Laura Skiba. Ahead for Sedlowski. She's ahead of the pack and has it blocked going out. Good hustle back by the Huskers. That was Paige Soltis wasting no time getting back on the ball. Strohmeyer will throw it in. Paige Soltis finds Sedlowski. Top of the key, almost stolen, but it got through to Langer. Now Daler attacks the rim, puts it up, missed, got her own rebound. Blocked from behind, pulled away by Becker. Paige Soltis back the other way now. Piers and holding for it in a tie game. Soltis gives the ball to Becker. Back out front, stolen by Sedlowski with Garrett's back. Emily up and in, and Piers has got the lead. 7-5, Pioneers. First hoop for Emily tonight. Nice little Euro step. Carolyn Becker now right side. Behind the arc, Skiba giving her room. And Soltis is bumped by Strohmeyer. Courtney picks up the foul, her first, and it's the first foul of the game, stopping the clock with 14:26 left to play.
Foul's called on number 13, Courtney Strohmeyer.
Pass will come in for holding forward from the baseline. Paige Paulzine is in, replacing Jordan Patrick. Into the lane. Shot up Paulzine and rattles it in to tie the game. 7-7. Just in and contributing. Middle of the court. Long pass ahead to Skiba. Decided not to pass. Wise decision. Sedlowski gets an open three-pointer. Short off the rim, but there's Daler up and in. Daler with four. Here's nine, holding forward seven. Amaya Rushlow prepares to check in. Front court for Becker. Left elbow jumper from 15 is good. Timeout holding forward. Coach Bring wants to use a quick timeout. 13:54 to play. Game tied at nine here at the MAC.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery, so don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
So a short timeout used by Coach Bring for the Huskers as Amaya Rushlow has checked in. She'll inbounds against pressure. Amaya lobs to midcourt. Dangerous pass got through to Daler. Front court now for Sedlowski. Over for Langer. Piers 9 holding forward 9. To the wing, Rushlow quickly to the low block. Langer now to Sedlowski. Drive back out for Amaya. 13:35 to play in the half. Left side for Emily Daler. Left corner, Sedlowski doubled out there. Skiba's open, shoots, misses it. Goes right to Daler, who puts it up, missed it. And the rebound to Grace Garretts. Garretts looking to run. One on two, back against Skiba. Steps around her, uses a left-handed, scores.
Number 11,
Grace Garretts with four, and the Huskers are up 11-9. Rushlow throws a pass, and it's stolen. And a foul on Skiba. Laura with a foul, her first. Second team foul. And Coach Bring will insert Danielle Lyon into the lineup, replacing Paige Soltis. Marissa Garretts will inbounds just to the left of the scorer's table in the front court. 2-point lead, 5 minutes into the game. Pick and roll with Becker, and Becker will score. 7 for Carolyn Becker. And it's 13-9. There's pressure creating a turnover. Garretts charges into Sedlovsky. Grace Garretts picks up the foul, her first, team's first, player control foul. Turnover on the Huskers. Rushlow will throw it in. Pioneers get it into Rebecca Langer. Langer dribbles up the near side. Midcourt for Sedlovsky. Now front court for Rushlow. Back for Emily Sedlovsky. Ball at the top of the key. Lob to the right corner for Langer. Back out to Sedlovsky. Russell's now got it. High post knocked away by Becker. Loose in the lane. Picked up by the Huskers. Lyon. Back the other way. Here's Paul Zine on the right side of the court. Wing right side. Paul Zine looks to drive. Lob inside. Lost and stolen by Daler. Intended for Becker. And Langer back the other way with 12-12 to go. Sedlovsky on the wing right side. Pulled away by Garretts, and she's going to go off to the left side and dribbled it off her knee. Oh, she had a breakaway and couldn't quite collect it to go up for the shot. She was just in the process of going up to the rim and bounced it off her knee. Turnover with 12 minutes to go. Comes into Langer. Rebecca, Pioneers are down 4. Across the way, Daler to Skiba, missed a bunny inside. Good break by the Pioneers, up ahead. Garretts, triple teamed inside, finds Garretts. Back out to the top for Carolyn Becker with 11:45. Now Paige Paulzine has it. Back for Becker. Becker has range from out there. They throw it down low. Lyon, a little 8-footer is too long, and a good box out by Sedlovsky. Emily's got the rebound. Pushes the tempo up, and Garretts reaches in for her second foul. At midcourt, her second, team second. Courtney Strohmeyer's going to come in. Also, Alyssa Gertz will check in. And Grace Garretts will leave. And back in comes Paige Soltis. Garretts had 27 in January when these two teams played, but she's on the bench with 2 quick fouls. Here's Daler. Got the ball off to Gertz as she hit the floor in traffic. Now Rushlow for Strohmeyer. Courtney dribbles baseline. Throws it across the lane. Up and a whistle and a push. Daler fouled by Paulzine. Paige Paulzine picks up her first, third team foul before the shot, so it's a pass in for the Pioneers. Pioneers will work it inside. No, out to Alyssa. Gertz is 3, dead on 3, Gertz. Alyssa hits a 3. And the Pioneers are within 1, 13-12. Here's the front court now with Paige Soltis. Picked up her dribble. Got it off to Becker. Becker left side with Skiba defending. Drive spinning to the corner. Drive by Soltis across the lane for Lyon. Inside, deep, but nowhere to go with the ball. Thrown inside, and a held ball appears on a tie-up. Daler creates a turnover. And with 10:41 to go, Pierce can take the lead with a bucket. They trail by 1. Rushlow looking to get it in. Finds Strohmeyer coming to the ball. Courtney picked up her dribble right on the baseline, and a timeout for Coach Pepping as Pierce will take a quick timeout, a 30 here. Holding forward 13, Pierce 12. 10:38 to play in the half.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Each team with a quick timeout here. Alyssa Gertz, Courtney Strohmeyer, Amaya Rushel, Kylie Wytoszek in the game now, and Laura Skiba. Lob ahead, too high for Wytoszek. So Strohmeyer's pass, too much air underneath it, results in a turnover. Sedlovsky will check back in for Rushlow. 10.5 minutes to go. Holding Ford 13, Piers 12. Pass incoming. Lob ahead. It'll roll out to midcourt, and the Huskers turn it over. Nobody came to get the ball. It just bounced about three times between Becker and Paul Zien. And now into the lineup comes Jordan Patrick for Paige Paul Zien. And Paige getting coached by Erin Bring as she comes to the bench. As Sedlovsky dribbles out front for Alyssa Gertz. Right side, Courtney Strohmeyer back for Alyssa. Gertz into the lane, traveled. She knew it too. Turnover with 10:20 to go. Sideline pass in backcourt. Pioneers will look to throw some pressure at the Huskers. They lob it in. It's deflected, but got through to Patrick. Now to Soltis. Front court, Paige Soltis, guarded by Strohmeyer. Bounce pass left side to Marissa Gerritz. Well out on the floor behind the left arc against Alyssa Gertz. Good defense by Alyssa, moving the feet, hands extended down low. Becker missed a bunny inside, and Wytoszek battles for the rebound. It's on the floor. Held ball going to the Huskers with 9:56 left to play in the half. Huskers 13, Pioneers 12. Gertz will throw it in. Oh, should be white ball. Yep, should be white ball. Huskers by a point with possession. Marissa Gerritz to throw it in. First look is right to the lane, and we get a foul. They went right to Carolyn Becker coming down the lane, and Skiba with a foul. Two on Laura. Third team fouling Carolyn Becker. Will shoot a couple of free throws here. Carolyn averaging about 10 points a game. She's a 61% free throw shooter. Missed that one. She's got 7 early points, and now Anna Taylor comes in for Laura Skiba. Taylor for Skiba with 9:55 left, and now Becker will shoot one to try and make it a two-point game. Goes through her routine and hits it. 8. Becker's got 8. And the pass to Taylor. They look ahead. Wytoszek all alone on the other end scores. Kylie Wytoszek. Huskers left her alone under the hoop, and the Pioneers found her. 14 apiece. Soltis now, front court running the point for Coach Bring. Got a screen. They peel off to Patrick in the lane. Bounces off the rim. Wytoszek has the board. The seventh grader comes ahead now for Sedlovsky. Crossed the left corner. Tip, but got through to Strohmeyer. Now to Gertz. Gertz traveled. Lyon jumped into the passing lane, and that caused Alyssa to kind of double clutch and pick up her foot and put it back down. A traveling. Alyssa will come out. Langer back in with 9:15 to play. Piers 14, Holdingford 14. Langer defending against Marissa Gerritz. Into the front court with the ball handling. Off the hands of Patrick now. She loses it. Into the game will come Lydia Hoika. Into the game comes Kendra Gerritz. And also back in is Paige Paul Zien. Becker sits. Soltis sits, as does Patrick. Piers down by, or tied up with under 9 to play. Langer out front to Emily Sedlovsky. Right side, Wytoszek. Kylie back to Langer. Left corner, Sedlovsky. Strohmeyer's pass picked off by Marissa Gerritz. Marissa looking to go inside and has it blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with holding forward as they got back. Strohmeyer with the play on the defensive end. 8:37 in a quick first half so far, 14 apiece. Lob in comes out front to Danielle Lyon. To the corner, Marissa Gerritz will put up a three. Hit the back of the rim. Lyon on the follow-up is fouled by Wytoszek. Kylie will get the foul, her first, team's fourth. And Lyon will go to the line. Danielle Lyon, 4.5 points a game, 57% from the line. And it's good. Lyon's first point tonight. Rushlow and Daler return for the Pioneers. Who's coming out? Taylor and Sedlowski. One more for Danielle Lyon. Huskers now up by a point, 15-14 with this free throw. And that's good. 16-14 Huskers. Langer, Strohmeyer, Rushlow, Daler, and Wytoszek for Piers on the court. 1-3-1 zone for the Huskers. Rushlow left side. They close on her. Langer down low. Wytoszek doubled on the block. Fouled. Foul, no basket. Pioneers are moving the ball well. And the foul is called on Lydia Hojka, who just checked in. Her first, team's fourth. Rushlow baseline right on the pass in here. Pioneers get it in, and she threw it away. Back the other way is Paige Paulzine down the lane for Garrett. Baseline 12-footer good. First points for Marissa Garrett. Makes it an 18-14 Husker lead. And Langer now dribbles to the left wing. Leaves it out top near the logo for Courtney Strohmeyer. Back to Langer. Pioneers down four with under 8 minutes. Rushlow, free throw line for Strohmeyer. Her entry pass to Wytoszek tipped out. Referees confer and agree. It'll be Piers to throw it in from the baseline. And Rushlow. Rushlow's pass denied, tipped, and a held ball. It'll go to Piers. A lot of alternating arrows here early. Rushlow again to throw it in. We're down to 7:47 left. Amaya finds Wytoszek in the corner. Langer on the wing. Strohmeyer at the point. Back to Rushlow. Top of the key, guarded by Marissa Garrett. Quickly to Strohmeyer on the left side. Across the way, Langer right side of the free throw line. Wytoszek, her pass deflected. Backcourt for Strohmeyer. Now they're going to get a backcourt violation. Backcourt violation on the Pioneers. It was tipped, but Kylie regained control, but her momentum took her across the stripe. So an over and back call with 7.5 minutes to play. Garrett takes the inbounds. Marissa Garrett's working on Langer. Bounce pass, high post to Lyon. Danielle facing up against Wytoszek. Throws it down low. Nice little backdoor pass from Paulzine and a bucket for Lyon. What a pass by Paige Paulzine.
Basket is good.
Foul on Rushlow. You won't see a better bounce pass than Paige Paulzine just threw. I don't care, boys or girls basketball. Her back to her teammate, kind of almost a no-look bounce pass through traffic, and Lyon completes the three-point play. 5 points for Danielle Lyon, and the lead has grown to 7. Decora Iverson in the lineup. We get a backcourt foul on Marissa Garrett, who bumped into Rebecca Langer. Nope, 23. That's Paulzine, her second.
Foul's called at number 23, Paige Paulzine.
So you got Decora Iverson in there, Rebecca Langer. And Langer dribbles into the front court, looks ahead, Daler. Daler back for Iverson. Top of the key, Emily's open and missed a three. It's out of bounds to Holdingford. 7:05 to play. 7-0 run for the Huskers to put them up 21-14 here. Marissa Garrett to midcourt, now to Paige Paulzine, right side. Screen and roll with Lyon, well defended. Paulzine leaves it off now to the wing right side for Lyon. Back for Marissa Garrett. It's got a screen, they screen and roll again, don't work. Left elbow jumper, no. Rebound Rushlow off the miss from Danielle Lyon. Here's Langer, stopped her dribble. Finds Rushlow across the way through the hands, but retrieved by Sedlowski. Left corner, Iverson. Posting up Daler left side. Back out Emily. 6.5 left. This is Iverson left wing. Decora knocked to the floor. This will be a third foul on Paige Paulzine.
Foul's called at number 23, Paige Paulzine.
And we're going to get Jordan Patrick and Carolyn Becker back in for the Huskers. Paulzine leaves and Lyon leaves. 7 points off the bench between those two. 6:25 to go. Pioneers haven't scored in a while, and now Langer loses her dribble, and that's the second backcourt violation of the half. Just lost her dribble and crossed over the midcourt stripe. So Huskers get the turnover. 21-14. They find Garrett at midcourt, guarded by Rebecca Langer. Langer digs the ball loose. Quick hands by Rebecca. Here's the senior, Langer, taking it into the front court. Next foul by the Huskers will be free throws as the Pioneers are in the bonus. Iverson on the sideline. Crossed away to line. That'll be a foul on Patrick, sending Sedlowski to the line. Jordan Patrick, little late to get to the pass. Her first team seventh. 1-1 coming for Emily Sedlowski. Emily with 2 points. Emily is a 52.5% free throw shooter. And that one is long. Rebound tipped by Emily Daler, but Patrick pulls it away. First free throw tonight by the Pioneers. Pioneers still sitting on 14. Here's Garrett's getting deep inside and scoring. Marissa Garrett's right down the middle of the lane, and she's got four. And it's a 9-0 run, and now Garrett's with a steal. Off to Kendra Garrett's. Garrett's will put it up and miss. Rebound loose for Daler. 5.5 to play. Pioneers in a scoring drought. They tied it at 14. They're now down 23-14. Sedlowski has the ball knocked loose. Bodies on the floor. Held ball to the Huskers. Husker ball with 5:21 left. Here's Strohmeyer checking back in. Again, the Pioneer boys won over Eden Valley Watkins tonight, 74-62. Whistle. And we got an offensive foul on the Huskers. I believe Kendra Garrett's called for a moving screen, her first. Eighth team foul. So that's a turnover, and Rushlow will inbounds on the baseline. Into Daler. Daler spins inside. Blocked, but a foul coming on Becker. And that'll be the first on Carolyn Becker. And shooting two will be Emily Daler. So Daler with two shots coming. She's got 4 points tonight. She's a 60% free throw shooter. Daler averaging about 8.3 points per game. This sophomore up and good. Daler. Younger brother William writes it down on the score sheet. Point for my sister. Second one is good. William sitting right in front of me. There's a 23-16 score now. Pioneers off the 14 mark. Garrett's to Patrick. Corner three, in and out. Rebound. Rebecca Langer pulls it away. Here comes Piers. Langer the other way. Rebecca, front court now. Cross for Iverson. Left side, Strohmeyer. Quick three. No, but wedged down and picked up by Langer. Momentarily wedged between the rim and the backboard. Now the Pioneers throw it away. Kendra Garrett will go the other way, and she'll miss a layup. Rebound, Daler. 4:40 to play. Strohmeyer looks underneath for Rushlow. Amaya had it knocked loose. And now Marissa Garrett brings it back up the other way. Midcourt calls the play, waves her teammate down to the baseline. Decker comes out to the free throw line. And a whistle and a travel. They call Decker for a shuffle. Soltis back in. And out comes Hoika. Here comes Alyssa Gertz in for Amaya Rushlow with 4:26. And now Sedlowski in. And back in is Lyon. Kendra Garrett leaves. Langer sits for the Pioneers. So it's Strohmeyer, who's got the ball off an Iverson feed on the inbounds. Sedlowski, Gertz, and Daler. Pass ahead to Gertz. Cross for Daler, and they beat the press. Daler for two. 8 points for Emily, and it's 23-18. Ball handling front court now is Paige Soltis. Picked up her dribble, guarded by Decora Iverson. Becker out on the floor against Daler. Dribbles, looking, drives strong to the hoop and rattles it off the cage. No good. Gertz with a powerful rebound. Now Iverson. Pass deflected and it is out of bounds. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Sandy Talges with the hands at the scorer's table. Allison Skira makes her first appearance now into the ball game, number 12. 1-3-1 zone here for the Huskers. Gertz free throw line back to Strohmeyer. 3:38 to go in the half. Iverson got her defender to leave her feet. Throws it into the low post. Now Gertz with the angle. Nope, not there. So Sedlowski on a shot for three. Emily hits the three. She's got five right in front of the Husker bench. And it's a two-point Husker lead, 23-21. Squira gives the ball off to Soltis. Into the front court now. Iverson defending. Squira takes it. Squira against Strohmeyer. Leaves it off for Marissa Garrett's Pioneers. Down low, Lyon. Good post-up move by Danielle Lyon. Seven for Lyon, and then Lyon will knock the inbounds out of play. Holding for 25, Pierce 21, 2:57 to go in the half. Sedlowski, front court, drives by Becker into the lane, out to the corner. Gertz gets a good three off and banks it in. Alyssa Gertz off the window. Six for Gertz. 25-23. Off for Soltis. Man-to-man. It's Iverson defending. The point guard of Holdingford. Paige Soltis to Becker, left side. Inside the arc, shot is off. Rebound loose for Iverson. Iverson gets it off to Courtney Strohmeyer. 2:20 to go, the Pioneers throw it away. Matt Pepping not happy. He's going to put Rebecca Langer back in. Pioneers had an opportunity to go back in front there. It'll be Soltis to inbound. Strohmeyer's coming out. So the Pioneers have Sedlowski, Iverson, Langer, Gertz, and Daler on the court. Paige Soltis, front court, left side against Sedlowski. Drives, picked up her dribble, pivots around, looking for help. Got it off to Skier in the corner. That's down low, whistle, and a kick ball by Alyssa Gertz. 2:06 to go in the half. Holdingford 25, Pierce 23. Soltis will inbounds on the baseline. Throws it out to Becker at the free throw line. Keeps her toe planted to avoid the travel. Now Lyon. Left side, Marissa Garrett. Garrett's driving. They switch defensively. Soltis lob. Good entry pass to Becker. Results in a foul on Alyssa. Good pass to get it into the post. Becker will shoot two. Pioneer fouls on Alyssa Gertz, her first. Sixth foul on the Pioneers comes at a minute 55 to go. Becker for two. Carolyn has 8 points. One of two from the line and missed it. She'll get the second here. One more. Huskers have Marissa Garrett, Allison Skira, Carolyn Becker, Paige Soltis, and Danielle Lyon. That one spins out, and the rebound, though, is to Marissa Garrett. Second chance for the Huskers. Garrett has it left corner, traveled. That little hiccup in the step as she got going. Took an extra step before she dribbled, and the referee calls the travel with a minute 48 to go. And the Pioneers almost threw it away. Langer gets it back now to Iverson, to Sedlowski. Emily front court. Left side, nope. This goes to Langer. Her three-pointer for the lead is short. Rebound, Marissa Garrett. And the senior pulls it away and fires ahead. But Sedlowski saw that coming and has a seal. Sedlowski in, and she will charge into Marissa Garrett. Emily with the foul, her first. Team seventh, a minute 29 to go. Boy, Emily saw that pass at midcourt coming, and she jumped into it. Just like we saw Michael Leidenfrost do in the boys' game. So the Huskers have it, leading by two. Again, they beat Piers by 36 in Holdingford in January. Low post, Garrett's. Straight up defense by Sedlowski forces Garrett's to kick it back out. Now Becker drives. Her lane is blocked. Hit the bottom of the rim, and it caroms off to Langer. 1:05 to go. Langer stops, flips it over to Iverson. Left side, Alyssa Gertz. Back out, Langer. Right side for Sedlowski. Doubled. Cross away. Gertz is open. Left elbow partially blocked. It comes down to Becker with 52 seconds left in the half. Backcourt, Skira to Soltis. Up ahead, back to Skira. Drives the lane. Nobody stops the ball, and she goes right in and scores. Allison Skira, and then Becker with a steal. She'll go in and score. Oh, what a quick turnaround here for the Huskers. Back-to-back baskets. Just like that, it's 29-23 lead with 25 seconds left. And now Becker, our Lion, almost with a steal. Off to Langer for Sedlowski, and there's a travel on Rebecca. Into the Husker lineup comes Kendra Garretts for Carolyn Becker. 20 seconds left in the half. Do the Huskers want to hold it for one shot? They're up by six. Soltis out front. Skira will launch a three. Comes up, no. Rebound, put back, no. Lion, a third try. Good with 2 seconds. And that's the way the half ends. Holding Ford 31, Pierce 23 after 18 minutes of basketball.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
At Schomer Insurance, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Piers Veterinary Clinic, Piers Village, Meadow Ponds, Partners Senior Living, Pioneer Lake Mutual, Premier Construction, Premier Concrete, Rainstorm LLC, Remax Dave Fisher, Red Rooster, Red's Auto, Rice Creek Hunting, Rich Prairie Chiropractic, Rich Prairie Livestock, Ritter's Thompson and Olson, Sarabacco, Schomer Insurance, Select Therapy, Shoe Gun, Shelley Funeral Chapels, Smoothies Oil, St. Gabriel's, Sunrise Ag, T&M Shooting Sports, Thielen Meats of Piers, TLC Enterprises, Trobix Bus Service, United Spray Foam, Unity Bank, Vernon, Pat Watercott, Vernick Manufacturing, Wakefield Pork, and WBE Electric. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
All right, we're at halftime of this girls' basketball game. It is holding court 31, Piers 23. For the Huskers, Carolyn Becker with 10. Danielle Lyon scores 9 off the bench. Four for Marissa Garretts. Grace Garretts with 4. Two for Paige Paulzine. Two for Allison Squira. Playing but not scoring were Jordan Patrick and Paige Soltis among the Husker starters. And off the bench, Kendra Garretts, and Lydia Hoika. Holding Fort converting on 4 of their 7 free throw attempts. Coach Aaron Bring used 1 timeout. He's got 4 left. Foul situation, Paige Paulzine off the bench picked up 3 in the first half. 2 on Grace Garretts. 1 on Jordan Patrick. 1 on Carolyn Becker. 1 on Kendra Garretts. 1 on Lydia Hoika. For the Pioneers, they're 23 points. They are led by Emily Daylor's 8 at halftime. 5 apiece for Emily Sedlowski and Alyssa Gertz. 3 for Courtney Strohmeyer. 2 for Kylie Witoshik. I had credited Alyssa with a 3-pointer when it was only a 2, so Alyssa's got 5 rather than the 6 I thought she had. Pierce only shot 3 free throws. They made 2. Emily Daylor was 2 for 2. Emily Sedlowski was 0 for 1. Pioneers foul situation. One girl has 2, and that's Laura Skiba. 2 on Laura, 1 on Emily Sedlowski and Courtney Strohmeyer, 1 on Amaya Rushlow, 1 on Alyssa Gertz, 1 on Kylie Witoshik. Playing but not scoring, Rebecca Langer, Laura Skiba, Amaya Rushlow, Decora Iverson, and Anna Taylor.
So close. Give Kyle a nice hand.
Coach Pepping used 1 timeout. He has 4 left. 31-23, Huskers lead at halftime here at the MAC.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Pierce Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good.
All right, Knights of Columbus free throw shooting winners are being honored here with trophies.
The winner was Noah Oberfeld.
Halftime score here, it's Holding Ford 31, Pierce 23 in girls basketball. Some of the other games tonight in girls basketball, it's Kimball playing at Painesville, Maple Lake is down in Eden Valley Watkins, and Belgrade Brutinel Rosa is playing at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Full night of action in the conference head-to-head. Sartell is at Little Falls tonight, Foley visiting Cathedral, Annandale's at Becker, Moore at Malacca, Zimmerman and Albany, all those Granite Ridge Conference games. In the Prairie tonight, Osakis is playing at Royalton, Swanville's in Upsala, Long Prairie Gray Eagle to Browerville. Central Lakes tonight, you got Apollo at Fergus Falls, Marshall is in Wilmer, Moorhead at Brainerd, Sauk Rapids Rice is at Alexandria. In the West Central, Morris area, Chicayo, Alberta is in Sauk Center. New London Spicers at Minnewaska. Other games include Onamia at Rush City, Ogilvy at Bram, Pine City at Isle, East Central at Hinkley-Finlayson, Pequot Lakes at Staples Motley tonight, and Park Rapids is at Crosby Ironton. Pioneers just now getting back out onto the court. The Huskers are out as well. Huskers 31, Pioneers 23, second half is next.
This is Twins broadcaster Dick Bramer and a 1974 graduate of Staples High School. You're listening to High School Sports on a partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for a dollar, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, second half is underway. Pass in comes to Rebecca Langer. Now to Emily Sedlowski. Pioneers down eight and a near steal. Langer's pass is deflected out of bounds by Grace Garrett. Pioneers have Langer, Strohmeyer, Sedlowski, Daler, and Skiba on the court. Their original starting five tonight. Sedlowski, free throw line, stops, throw it away to Garrett. Garrett's coming back the other way. Here's Grace into the front court, stops and pops from 10 and hits. Grace Garrett with the first points of the half. She's got six, and it's a 10-point lead, 33-23. Quickly down to Daler. Cross the way for Sedlowski. Knocked to the floor, lost the ball. Marissa Garrett comes out of the pack with it. Ahead to Grace Garrett, took an extra step, a travel.
No basket, travel violation.
17-20 to play, 33-23 Huskers. And Marissa Garrett, I think, got a cut. She's coming out holding her left hand, replaced by Danielle Lyon. They get it into Courtney Strohmeyer. Pioneers down by 10 here to holding forward tonight. Pass stolen. Here comes Jordan Patrick. Patrick will have it blocked, but Lyon on the follow. That's blocked by Strohmeyer. Back the other way, Langer. Two blocks on one sequence for the defense. Now Sedlowski's got it out high. Pass inside, thrown away again. The Pioneers are just not handling the ball well. Turnover to the Huskers on the alternating arrow. Huskers get it. Pass in from Paige Soltis.
861331.
This will be Grace Garrett into the front court. Grace dribbling on Langer. Off now to Jordan Patrick. Becker from inside the arc, top of the key, missed it, and the rebound controlled by Laura Skiba. Back to Langer. Minute and a half gone by. Pass inside, knocked loose, but rolls to Strohmeyer, who casts one up, missed, rebound Becker. Carolyn Becker off now to Paige Soltis, midcourt, going left to right. Soltis driving and going to the corner to Garrett's, got caught underneath, back to Soltis on the left corner. Paige trying to back down on Langer, skips it across for Becker in the right corner. She drives on Langer, puts it up and missed, rebound tip, still loose. Finally tipped again and out to Lyon. Reset down low and just barreling her way in and picking up a charge is Carolyn Becker, just bowling over Rebecca Langer. Two on Langer, first Husker foul of the half. 16 minutes to play. Becker is brought out of the game. Marissa Garrett is back in. Here's Sedlowski on the wing left side. Emily doubled, fires it to Strohmeyer, to Daler, back out top. Langer open for three. Rebecca missed wide left. Rebound to Daler, to the floor, and a held ball to Pierce. 15:41 left to play in the ball game. 33-23, only 2 points have been scored in 2.5 minutes here. Langer inbounds, baseline left to Sedlovsky. Emily will drive and put it up over Lyon, missed it. Battle for the loose ball, and they're on the floor again. This time they are out of holding forward. Huskers get it. Eden Valley Watkins guys are all packed up. They're ready to go. The JV boys game is going on right now. That's why they're still in the gym. Up ahead to Soltis. Right side with Strohmeyer defending. Backdoor cut. Garrett's got loose inside. Grace Garrett will finish and be fouled. 8 for Grace Garrett, and a free throw coming. Foul on Langer. Rebecca's first. First on the Pioneers this half. Garrett's for 1. She's got 8 points now. She had 27 the first time these two teams played. Saddle out of the first half with 2 quick fouls. Comes up short on the free throw. Rebound for Strohmeyer. 15-20 left. 35-23 Huskers. Langer, 1 dribble, then pass deflected out by Patrick to the middle of the bench.
Jackpot winner was Mary Claus. Congratulations, Mary.
So the pass in for Courtney Strohmeyer right in front of Amaya Rushlow. Comes into Skiba, who comes to the ball. Back out to the point, Langer. Left side, Strohmeyer. Courtney looking at a zone defense. Bounce pass. Langer will get a 15-footer from the right side. Roll off. Garrett muscles the rebound away. And here we go. Garrett goes inside with a left hand and missed it. Rebound pulled away by Langer. And a foul, I believe, on Marissa Garrett is coming. Yes, number 5. Her first. Husker's second of this half. And the referee is checking, and Garrett, who had to leave the game with some blood earlier, was checked on, said she's okay. And they play on now. Up ahead to Langer. Rebecca, left wing to the lane, kick out to the corner to Daler, left side. Daler's pass deflected out front into the backcourt, stolen by Garrett. Marissa, block and a foul on Strohmeyer. Second on Courtney, second team foul. Rushlow's going to check in. To the line, Marissa Garrett. Marissa with 4 points in the first half, hasn't scored yet. Garrett's ready and knocks it home. 5 now for Marissa Garrett. Good night, Kathy. 1 more for Garrett. Strohmeyer will come out as Rushlow is back into the lineup. Garrett makes it. Didn't draw iron on either one. 6 points for Marissa Garrett. The lead is 14, 37-23 Huskers. Langer dribbles front court now for Sedlowski. For Rushlow into the free throw line. Dumped down low. Langer to Skiba. Skiba off the window for 2. First points for Laura Skiba tonight. 37-25. Good ball movement. Pass right side Garrett to the corner. 3-pointer Patrick in and out. Rebound Langer in traffic. Here's Rebecca racing up the right side, still going. Free throw line stops, finds Daler out top. 1 dribble, finds an open Rushlow for 3, little bit short, and Danielle Lyon is there for the rebound. Here's a breakaway on a good outlet pass, and Garrett's dribbled it off her knee. No, they're going to say off Sedlovsky. It was tipped by Emily, so it'll stay with the Huskers. Gertz will come in for Langer as Coach Pepping will make a change, and now in for the Huskers, Paige Paulzine for Grace Garrett with 13:59 to play. Huskers will inbounds on the baseline. Here's the pass. Daler with a tip and a steal. Emily dribbles and gives it off to Emily Sedlovsky to Rushlow. Amaya just behind the arc guarded by Garrett. Back to Sedlovsky to Gertz. Right low block for Daler. Quickly out front again to Sedlovsky. Now Daler left wing. Pass tip. Garrett's with a steal. Here's Marissa to Lyon. Little trouble now to Paulzine down in the corner. Guarded by Amaya Rushlow. Back out. Garrett's will fire up a 3. No. Rebound. Rushlow ricocheting out to the left wing. Pioneers get it ahead to Alyssa Gertz. And we get a blocking foul. This is on Jordan Patrick, her second, third team foul. Pass in to Gertz at the top. Now to Sedlovsky. Left corner, Rushlow. Piers with only 2 points in the half here, only 5 minutes in. Down by 12. Here's Emily Daler, guarded out there by Paul Zien. Back to Gertz, left side. Sedlowski gets loose. Nice move, puts it up and in. What a nice play by Emily Sedlowski. 7 now for Emily. She went slashing in from the left side and went right into the lane and scored. There's Daler tipping a pass right into the lap of Steve Bozer. Inside, they get it on a long pass. Paul Zien off the window. No, Lyon the follow. No, rebound Paul Zien. A third try coming. Garrett's inside, back out. 18-footer, good, Lyon. 11 for Danielle Lyon and a timeout on the floor. 12:35 to go. Huskers use their second timeout. Their lead is 12-39-27.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. 2019 looks to be more challenging than ever in agriculture, and we want to help you out. We have a large experienced staff and many different brands of feeds with nutritionists available to create a ration to meet your farm's needs at the best low cost per animal per day. We also have a large variety of farm supplies in our stores. So please don't hesitate to call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of our current patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we wish everyone a successful 2019. And as always, thank you farmers for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Out of the timeout, Piers on offense with Gertz at the free throw line. Out to the point for Sedlowski. Piers down by 12. Russell, right corner, double down there. Throws it down low. Got it into Skiba. Something came rolling out onto the floor, and a youngster had to retrieve that. That could have been dangerous. Down inside was Daler, who hit the floor hard. Shot off the mark by the Pioneers, and it's recovered by Holding Ford. Out to the front. Here comes a drive and a layup inside by Soltis. First points for Paige Soltis, and Coach Pepping will use a timeout. It's now 41-27.
Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics. I'm inviting you to come into our store and experience the design difference. You may be asking yourself, what exactly is the design difference? Here at Design Electronics, we want you to have the best buying experience possible. Our staff goes above and beyond to make sure that when you come into our store for your new Verizon phone, accessory, or service, that you feel like you are treated like a friend, not just another customer. It's our goal that you leave with a smile. So visit us today at Design Electronics in Little Falls and experience the design difference.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Pioneers come out of the timeout to inbounds. Sedlowski, Rushlow, Gertz, Wytoszek, and Skiba on the court. 41-27 Huskers. Sedlowski drives, stops, corner, double down there, looking for help. Muscles it through, and then she's going to be fouled. Emily fouled by Soltis. First on Soltis, fourth team foul. And it'll be a baseline right pass in coming in from Amaya Rushlow. Into the corner, and Marissa Garrett's read it and fires ahead to Grace Garrett's. Garrett's up for two. It's now 10 for Grace Garrett's. And the lead has grown to 16, 43-27. Gertz takes the inbounds in the backcourt. Flips it ahead to Sedlowski. Dribbles into the front court. Now Alyssa in front of the Pioneer bench. Here's Gertz at the top of the key. Alyssa, pass stolen away by Garrett's again. Grace will take it, stop, and score again. Eight second-half points, 12 for Grace Garrett, and it's 45-27. Alyssa Gertz ahead now for Sedlovsky. Langer's ready to return. Here's Gertz. Back to Sedlovsky. To Rushlow, left corner. Gertz at the free throw line. Shot is short. Skiba got the rebound. Puts it up. Blocked by Lyon. Pulled away by Marissa Garretts. Here comes Marissa. Ahead for Grace Garretts. And she is fouled going up with a shot. Grace will shoot a couple. And this is on Kylie Wytoszek, her second, third Pioneer foul of the half. It comes with 10.5 minutes to play. Garretts will shoot a couple. Subs ready to come in for both sides. Garrett sinks the free throw. He's now got 13. Sedlovsky's coming out as Langer's back in. Hojka's back in for the Huskers. Second free throw, in and out. Rebound controlled by Wytoszek. 10:25 to play, 46-27 holding for it. Alyssa Gertz. Off for Langer. Langer inside, tipped away by Grace Garretts, or was it? No. Turnover. Pioneer wrestlers have won their second match of the night. They defeat Osaka 63-10 on the heels of a 51-15 win over Eden Valley Watkins. There's a Lyon shot off target. Rebound Rushlow. Feed the other way to Langer. Gertz. Cross the way to Rushlow. Doubled, back to Alyssa, 15-footer for number 15, missed it. Rebound, breakaway, Lyon with nobody back. Danielle Lyon is fouled, though. Late getting back was Gertz. And Alyssa gets her second. 14 foul. Danielle Lyon will shoot a couple. 3 for 3 tonight, 11 points. Good on that one. 12 off the bench for Danielle Lyon tonight. 9:49 to go. The lead is up to 20 now. Make it 21. 17-4 this half in favor of Holdingford. Iverson ahead, ready to come in. Here's Gertz right wing. Drives the baseline, stopped. Back out to Langer. Rushlow. Feeds down low to Wytoszek, looking to collect and shoot, and is fouled. This will be on Hojka. 25, Becker. Becker rather than Hojka. It's her third, fifth team foul. And Kylie Wytoszek is going to shoot two. Kylie's ahead 2 points tonight. 9:31 to play. First free throw for Kylie is short. Piers 2 for 4 tonight from the line. Now Iverson in for Rushlow. The only points for Piers, Sedlovsky and Skiba this half. Two apiece. One more for Kylie. Puts it up and makes it count. 3 now for Kylie. Holdingford 48, Piers 28. Pass coming in against pressure for Hojka. Gets it to Paige Paulzine, who slams on the brakes at midcourt. And now dribbles down to the right corner baseline. To Becker, right wing. Feeds it down low to Garretts. Grace Garretts up and in.
Basket by number 11, Grace Garretts.
11 this half, and the Pioneers commit a lane violation and turn it over. Langer stepped across the line, and Coach Pepping will use a timeout. 9:14 to go. It's 50-28 Huskers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers.
Feline Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at feline-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Feline Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, the Huskers ready to inbounds after the Pioneer timeout. It is 50-28. They throw it into Becker. Carolyn back to the basket. Now clears her way up, missed it, got it back, puts it up and in. Carolyn Becker, 12 for her. 52-28 with 9 minutes left. Here's Kylie on the other end. Strong drive missed. Becker with the flat-footed rebound. Lead pass ahead to Grace Garrett. Two Pioneers back. Cross the way. Paulzine. Her shot is up. That's off. Russell comes flying in for the board. Russell feeds ahead to Courtney Strohmeyer. Back for Amaya. Left side. Sedlowski sets her feet. Let's fly. Comes up off target out of bounds to the Huskers with 8:37 left. Coach Bring will send Kendra Garretts back in. Garretts for Lyon. Pass in to Garretts. Pioneers trying to put some light pressure on, not real serious, but Huskers got some pretty good ball handlers. Front court now, 8:25 left to play in this ball game. Pioneers are back in action here on Thursday. They'll take on the Long Prairie Gray Eagle Thunder in non-conference action. Grace Garretts has it left side, drives, came to a stop and traveled. Traveling violation on Grace Garretts. Pioneers get it back, holding forward after tonight. They have a home game with Kimball on Friday. Here's Daler, wrestled away from her by Paulzine, then it came flying out of her hands and Strohmeyer picked it up. 8 minutes to go. Sedlowski drives to the basket and a foul is called. Becker's got four. Carolyn Becker. That's the sixth team foul. Lyon in, Becker out. Gertz in and Sedlowski out. 7:57 to go. 52-28 Huskers. Strohmeyer to throw it in. Courtney. In traffic, ball batted loose. It's rolling on the floor, picked up by Danielle Lyon. Huskers get another turnover. Here's Paulzine. Free throw line high to Lyon in the low post, up and in. Big night for Danielle Lyon. 15 points off the bench. 7:35 to go, and it's a 54-28 lead. Alyssa Gertz now lobs left side for Rushlow to the point for Strohmeyer. Back for Alyssa Gertz. Gertz comes near side, Strohmeyer back for Rushlow in front of the Pioneer bench. Amaya, one dribble, looking for help. Ball knocked loose, rolling on the floor, held ball. I think they're going to get a timeout to holding forward. Yes, they do. 7:16 to go. Huskers will have the ball when we come back.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Holding forward in front of Pierce, 54-28 in girls basketball. Huskers ball, 7:10 left to play. Grace Garrett's front court now, off to Lydia Hoika. Hoika finds Kendra Garrett's. Back to Hoika. Chased by Daler. Down low, Paulzine into the lane. Grace Garrett's from 12. No, short on the rim. Rebound, Alyssa Gertz. Gertz up the sideline. Stops on the wing. Finds Skiba at the free throw line from 15. No, rebound, Hoika. Hoika rips it away with 6:45 left here in Piers tonight. Girls are back home Thursday against Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Boys will be at Painesville that night. We'll be in Painesville then Friday, the wrestlers' last regular season match here against Royalton Friday. Loose ball, there's Gertz down on the floor, and a held ball to Piers with 6:26 left. Pass in at midcourt. Strohmeyer, Gertz, Skiba, Wytoszek, and Daler for Piers. Grace Garretts, Paige Paulzine, Lydia Hoika, Danielle Lyon, and Kendra Garretts for the Huskers. Inside, Skiba loose but missed. But the rebound to Wytoszek goes up. Shot blocked inside, loose on the floor, and the arrow to the Huskers. Pass in will come for Lydia Hoika. Coming up on the 6 minute mark left in this one. 54-28. They get it down deep to Lyon on the corner. Pass across is picked off by Courtney Strohmeyer. Courtney now front court. Ahead to Gertz, right corner. Front of the home crowd over there. Knock loose, and we're going to have another held ball or not. No, it got pulled out and rolls out to Grace Garretts. Garretts has it knocked loose. Now it's picked up by the Pioneers. Gertz now coming up on 5.5 minutes to go to Strohmeyer. Catch and shoot. Three good. Courtney for three. Strohmeyer now with six. Cuts it to 54-31 with 5:25 to go. Lyons pass. Attempted to bounce it through, and Skiba knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Huskers. 5:22 left. And they lob it into Grace, coming down the lane and scores. Grace Garretts. 13 second half points and 17 in the game now. Here's Strohmeyer holding it out. Left corner, Daler. Daler doubled, dribbles away, and bounces it for Strohmeyer. Now for Wytoszek. Kylie, 15-foot pull-up. Got it. Kylie Wytoszek gives her five, and a timeout for Matt Pepping and the Pioneers. 4:57 to go. 56-33.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Huskers ball out of the Pioneer timeout and a quick foul. I think this is going to go on Laura Skiba. Referee comes over and indicates 33. That is Laura. Third on her. Fifth team foul. It'll be a throw in from the baseline for the Huskers. They've got a 23-point lead here. 56-33. Pass coming in to the corner to Paulzine. Page ball overhead. Now dribbles out to the wing. Back out front, Marissa Garretts to Kendra Garretts. Cross-court pass through the hands of Lyon and out of bounds. 4:33, Piers gets the ball back. Pass comes into Rebecca Langer, Alyssa Gertz, Courtney Strohmeyer, Kyla Wytoszek, and Laura Skiba also on the court. Gertz comes inside, ball kick loose to Langer. Langer drives, stops, for Strohmeyer. Fires a three for Courtney. Long rebound. Lyon pulls it away. Off for Marissa Garretts. Garretts. Good ball handling, both hands here. Right or left-handed. Here's Paulzine. Nifty pass inside, but off the hands of Lyon and out of bounds. Turnover. Piers will get it back with Alyssa Gertz. Before she does inbounds, Carolyn Becker is brought back into the game, replacing Lyon. And Coach Pepping will bring in Amaya Rushlow for Courtney Strohmeyer. 56-33 Huskers with just under 4 minutes left as Garretts, defending the inbounds, tips it out. And Alyssa to throw it in. Finds Rebecca Langer. Langer to the midcourt stripe. Now to Rushlow, right side in front of a reclining George Daler. Tip ball, steal on the other end, but a missed layup by Garretts, and then a whistle. And we got a foul coming up. They're going to get Kendrick Garretts for second. And it's 1-1 for Piers. I think Rebecca Langer was the player that was fouled as she makes her way to the line. Allison Skira is back in, replacing Kendra Garretts. 1-1 for Rebecca. That is off. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's awarded to Holding Ford off the tip by Wytoszek. 3:40 to play. 56-33, Holding Ford. Front court square, trapped, got it ahead nicely. Paulzine tipped by Skiba, and then stolen back by Garretts, and then tipped away off of Skiba. Laura Hustling saves it in, loose ball. Langer, whistle, what do we got? Out of bounds. Touch last by the Pioneers. Letting them play a little bit. Timeout Huskers, 3:22 to go.
Timeout Huskers.
Still sitting at 56-33.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who purchased banners this season. To name a few, Aaron's Auto Body, Amp Fitness, Becker Screen Printing, Bob's Lumber, Bootleggers Bar, Hillbilly Haven, Bottoms Up Saloon, Randall Motors, Brickyard Bar, C&L Distributing, Central Soda, Central Minnesota Door, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Cindy Shaw, Century 21, City of Piers, Compeer Financial, D&D Beverage, DR Trucking, Dale's Farm Repair, Dead X Archery, Design Electronics, Elite Concrete, Embla Brenny Funeral Home, Essential Health, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Executive Realty, Todd Premisberger, Farmers and Merchants, Federated Co-ops, Gertz Concrete, Gruber Custom Painting, Hennigan Insurance, and Hartman's Lloyd's Liquor. Again, thanks for supporting Legion Park.
Both coaches have one timeout left now. We're down to 3 minutes and 22 seconds left to play. Huskers in control of this one, 56-33. They've got the ball out front with Grace Garretts. Gives it off now to Carolyn Becker on the wing. Becker drives to the free throw line. Right side pass for Skira, guarded by Rushlow. Out top to Garretts, guarded by Wytoszek. Back for Becker. Becker will hold it out behind the arc. 3 minutes left to play. Here's Marissa Garretts, defended by Rebecca Langer. As they just flex it out front, using a little clock here. Carolyn stops. Now finds Grace Garretts to Marissa Garretts. Little swipe at the ball by Kylie Wytoszek. Now Marissa picked up her dribble. Somebody looking to come to help, and she traveled. Wytoszek forces the turnover. Good defense by Kylie. Jordan Patrick is back in, as is Paige Soltis. Marissa Garretts comes out, and Paige Paulzine takes a seat. 2.5 to play here at the MAC tonight. Here's Langer going right inside for Skiba. Missed it as Skira comes out of there. 2:20 left to the corner. Jordan Patrick eyes up a three, little bit long, and the rebound, though, for Grace Garretts. Cross the way. Soltis from 15. No, Langer, or excuse me, Skiba collects the board. Finds Alyssa Gertz. Now Wytoszek into the lane. Runner good. 7 for Kyler Wytoszek tonight. 1:55 left to play. Pioneers down 56-35. Becker just holds it down in the corner. Carolyn now will dribble to the wing. Back to the point for Patrick in the corner. Got some room on the baseline. Floats one up but missed. Got her own rebound. Back out front to Carolyn Becker. Closely guarded there, and a foul coming on Langer, who took a swat at the ball. Her second, team six. Stopping the clock with a minute 32 to play, and now we'll get Decora Iverson in for Alyssa Gertz. Holding Ford 56, Piers 35. Game was tied at 14, and then the Huskers put together a big push and led 31-23 at halftime, and they've extended that here in the second half. Soltis right side, back to the corner for Patrick, back to Soltis on the wing, left side Skira, corner left side Becker. 1:15 left to play here tonight to complete our boy-girl doubleheader. Soltis to the corner for Carolyn Becker. They're giving her the shot, but Carolyn says, we got enough points. They'll work it out front. Got it through to Skira. 1 minute, Becker. Becker could... Now she got knocked off the ball, and it's rolling and picked up by Langer to Wytoszek. Kylie leaves it back for Langer. Rebecca with 44 to play. Here's Decora Iverson. Three-pointer Decora a little bit long, and Skira gets the rebound. Paul Zine will come in if there's another whistle. And Coach Bring will use a timeout to get Paige Paulzine into the ball game. 29 seconds left, 56-35.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Final 25 seconds being dribbled out here, but we're going to have a foul on Rebecca, her third, and that's going to be a bonus opportunity coming for Paige Soltis. Soltis 2 points tonight. 23 seconds to play. Soltis will shoot 1-1 here. 56-35 holding Ford. Free throw. Good. 3 now for Paige Soltis. Player of the game tonight is going to be Danielle Lyon, though. Big night for her. 15 points off the bench. Up and good. 4 for Paige. Inbounds comes to Rushlow. Midcourt tipped, out of bounds, stays with Piers with 17 seconds left. One more pass in here for the Pioneers, and they'll get ready to come back to work here Thursday night against the Thunder of Long Prairie, Gray Eagle. To the corner, Wytoszek. Back out for Rushlow. And out of bounds, thrown away. Huskers ball with 7 seconds left. Now one more inbounds. Skira, backcourt for Soltis. She'll just hold it. Pioneers won't foul. And the final score tonight, holding Ford 58, Piers 35. We begin the postgame show now.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Caitlin Becker, a member of the Piers Bands. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors which allow this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Katie Schaefer and Peter Schomer, and our AAA winners, Laura Skiba and Jake Andries. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
All right, we are back here as Holding Four defeats Piers 58-35, and assistant coach Jeremy Munson here joins me here. And coach, early on, girls came out, moved the ball well, handled the pressure well, resulted in some long passes that resulted in good open looks. It was 14-14, but about a 30-second stretch where it just got away in a hurry, and that's pretty indicative of what that pressure can do if you don't handle it well. The lead can slip away fast.
You are exactly right. We talked about that at halftime. We played a great first half, we thought, until that last minute or 30 seconds, and that's basically what made the lead slip away, and then they pretty much didn't look back after that.
You go back to that January 3rd game, though, over at Holdingford. I thought the girls, overall, I think, a much better performance. I think that was a 37-point loss. Tonight it's 23, but I thought just the way they handled themselves was better tonight, even with those lapses where they kind of gave the ball away.
Yeah, that was one of our main focuses, is do better than last time was one of the goals, and handle the pressure better, which I think we did. And we still had too many turnovers and just couldn't find a way to score the ball. They're a big physical team, and you could see that they were overpowering.
Any effects of a long layoff for the girls?
I think so. We had, what, 8 days with Hope basketball game?
January 25th.
Lovely Minnesota weather.
Yeah, right. Well, you have a short turnaround now. You get Long Prairie Greagle coming in here Thursday. A good chance to get back on the horse, so to speak, here and beat the Thunder and get back in that win column.
Yeah, that's what we told the girls, to have a short memory and let's refocus and try to get a win on Thursday.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. You're welcome.
Mr. Munson, Jeremy Munson joining us here on the postgame show as the Huskers win 58-35 tonight. Our scoring totals will give you them right after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2322.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Husker girls defeat the Pioneers tonight, 58-35, 17 for Grace Garrett's. 14 of those after halftime. Danielle Lyon, though, with a big first, big effort off the bench tonight, 15 for Danielle. After that, Carolyn Becker with 12, a trio of Huskers in double figures tonight. After that, you drop down to Marissa Garrett's with 6. Paige Soltis finishes with 4. And 2 for Allison Skira and Paige Paulzine. Holding Ford, 11 of 16 from the free throw line. So Holding Ford now 7-5 in the conference and 10-10 overall. And they will get a home game against Kimball on Friday, their next outing here. So good luck to the Huskers the rest of the way as the Pioneers and Huskers will never play again. Well, never say never, but in CMC action, this rivalry is done as the Huskers win tonight 58-35. The Pioneers tonight are led by Emily Daler's 8 points, 7 for Kylie Wytoszek and Emily Sedlowski. Courtney Strohmeyer hit a couple of threes to give her 6. Alyssa Gertz finishes with 5 and 2 for Laura Skiba. Pierce only 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Pioneers now see their record fall to 4-5 in the conference, 9-9 overall. They will play Thursday and Friday this week. Thursday non-conference here against Long Prairie Gray Eagle, and Friday at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Boys win tonight here against Eden Valley Watkins by a dozen, 74-62. And the wrestlers have won twice tonight, 51-15 over Eden Valley Watkins, 63-10 over Osakis, and they are leading Ricori midway through their match down there. So that is your update here from the MAC. When we come back next time you have us on You Are There Sports, it'll be the boys' game in Painesville Thursday night. Again, Holding Ford wins 58-35. Thanks for listening, everybody.